Masechet Kelim Perikur Aleph Mishnah Het, he will talk about the metal helmet used by soldiers. Kasta Teme'a, metal helmet could become Tameh, it has its own identity. Melechayayim Tehorim, but the cheek pieces of the helmet are Tahor, they don't have their own identity, but are always part of the helmet. They're there where they would protect the cheeks of the soldiers, but they're only wearable if they're part of the helmet. So therefore, they're subservient to the helmet, and therefore, on their own, they cannot become tameh. But if the cheek pieces have a container for water, they could become tameh, because even a keli that doesn't have it's not its own entity, not its own name, could become tameh if it has a container. In the battlefield, sometimes the soldiers would drink water out of the cheek pieces. Hachamim tell us that a keli with a container could become tameh, even if it's named only as part of another keli, because a container makes it its own keli, and therefore it can become impure on its own. Other kelim used by soldiers. Kol keli milhama teme'im. All types of weapons of war could become tameh. Hakidon. A kidon is a type of spear that was carried by kings and leaders. It could become tameh. Hanikon, a spearhead, the tip that fits into the spear to make it sharp on the end. Behamagafin, metal leg guards. Behashidion, a coat of metal that is worn with interlocking metal rings to stop a sword from stabbing a person. All of these are teme'in. They could become tameh. They're all metal and they have their own name. Not only objects that are used to do certain functions could become tameh, but also objects that are seemingly just decorative also have the ability to become tameh. Kol tachshitei nashim teme'im, all types of women's jewelry could become tameh. Ir shel zahav, a city of gold. A city of gold that comes up in Laws of Shabbat many times. It's a type of ornament that looks like the city of Yerushalayim. Katlayot, chokers, nezamim, earrings, vetabaot, and finger rings, all of them could become tameh. Vetabaat, ben sheyesh lachotam, uben she'en lachotam. The ring that we're talking about could become tameh, whether it has a signet for stamping or it does not have a signet. Either way, a signet is an engraving that was on the end. They could be used like a signature of a person. It doesn't matter. It's considered to be a metal ring regardless, and therefore it could become tameh. Nizmeh ha'af, a nose ring, could become tameh. Now we'll talk about a choker that broke. Katla shehuliyot shela shel matakot behot shel bishtan o shel semer, a choker made of metal beads that were threaded with linen or wood or wool. Nifsak ha'hut ha'huliyot teme'ot, if the cord snapped, the beads could still become tameh. Shekol ha'hat ve'hat keli b'fnei atzma, because each one is a keli on its own, since it could be used by itself on another necklace. So therefore, it could become tameh. Hut shel matakot v'holiot shel avanim tovot u'margaliot shel zechuchit, a choker that is made of a metal cord and beads of precious stones, pearls, or glass. They're not subject to tum'ah, because these types of stones could never become tameh, and glass cannot become tameh unless it has a container. But when they're threaded onto a metal chain, they could become tameh because they're part of the entire choker, and the whole choker could become tameh. But if the beads broke and the cord is by itself, a whole tameh, the cord could become tameh because it's made of metal. Even though the beads broke off, the cord is still a keli on its own right. It could still be used as a necklace in some capacity, and therefore it could become tameh. The next part of the Mishnah, we'll talk about a choker that was a metal cord where there were precious stones, pearls, and glass threaded in. The metal cord broke, but some of the beads are still on it, so the choker is a short one. It's shorter than before. Sheyare katla, the remaining part of a choker that broke, can become tameh. Kimlo savar ketana, because it's long enough to go around the neck of a young girl, because it's still a choker, but it's just shorter. Rabbi Eliezer omer, afilu tabaat ahat temeah, says Rabbi Eliezer, even if one bead remains, it could become tameh. Sheken tolin besavad, because people would hang that one bead around their neck. It looked good. Women would wear a necklace with one bead on them, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he would say that as long as one piece of the choker has a stone on it, it's wearable, it's a piece of jewelry, and can become tameh.